This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Also, new stuff starting with these guys starting next week. I haven't gotten theirs into the workflow yet. New sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
That basically means once you buy a holster from them, it's always going to work because they're always going to keep it repaired. AlienGear.com. Coming out of Washington State, they have a Democrat attorney general, and he's looking to exploit the deaths of three teenagers earlier this year. He's using the teen's murder of his ex-girlfriend and two others at a house party as an excuse to try to ban the most common rifle sold in the United States, along with the most standard capacity rifle and handgun magazines. There you have State Attorney General Baghdad Bob Ferguson, who will propose legislation next year to ban the sale of military-style assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in Washington. He had the parents of the victims up there, one of the victims who was seriously injured, as well as dozens of Democratic legislators and officials. If this was such a smoking hot idea, if this actually did something, don't you think there'd be at least one idiotic Republican that would get up there? Now, what he's proposing has not even been written yet, and so it's just in the talking stages, but they want to ban AR-15s. The police are saying that an AR-15 was used by a 19-year-old to kill these people, as well as any magazine that holds more than 10 rounds of ammunition. Baghdad Bob said military-style weapons are designed for killing people. These weapons have no place in civilian use. And like most anti-gun politicians, he is directly and boldly lying to his constituents to push his own political perversions. And he's not even a lawmaker. AR-15s are the single most common style of rifle sold in the United States each and every year. And their ubiquity stems from the fact that the open source platform has found a wide range of roles in civil society. The AR-15, the 1911, there's just, you know, it's a platform that a lot of people build. The AR-15 is so modular, it's like a set of Legos. It can be any caliber. As a matter of fact, they've been made in up to 30 different calibers. They are common among competition shooters using iron sights or optics, depending on the kind of competition. Others might like to put a scope on it with a heavy barrel for medium to long range target shooting or small game hunting. And the AR-15 variants are becoming increasingly common in medium and large game hunting as well as long as long range target shooting. And, you know, they are now used to hunt deer, believe it or not. And then home defense, of course, a home defense AR-15 setup with a light. That's about as good as it's going to get. When the founding fathers spoke of a well-regulated militia, they did not mean regulations as in restrictions. They clearly used the then common term well-regulated to mean something in a state of proper working order. So in the late 20th century and the early 21st century, no other firearm better helps the modern unorganized militia, which is literally everyone not currently serving who could be drafted to serve or volunteer in military or militia service, than the AR-15. They are indeed the modern musket. And they're used very, very rarely for any kind of a crime. Now, when they're used, of course, that's when it is seized upon. As a matter of fact, they want to ban these so badly that they will talk about people using them when they're not even there. It was an AR-15 in Dallas, remember? But it turned out to be, I think, an SKS. Now, they put the number, I keep seeing these numbers of about 5 to 8 million, and I think that's just so modest. So modest. It is clearly in common use, okay? Clearly in common use. And rifles of all kinds, in 2014, were used to kill 300 people, less than 300 homicides. And that was declining steadily. And that's in a nation of 320 million people. In a nation with 130 million gun owners. In a nation with 360 million plus guns. So if this is such a smoking hot idea, why does this attorney general, who has no law writing credentials at all, he's just a hired hand. He's the hatchet man. He goes after and enforces the law. Why does he feel compelled to lie about AR-15s and similar firearms? Why does he feel compelled to try to outlaw standard capacity magazines used by the most common handguns and best-selling rifles? Or law enforcement? That's the thing. If it's a good idea for law enforcement, since they're actually looking for crime, isn't it a smoking hot idea for people that may need to defend themselves from crime? It isn't about saving lives. And we've already been down this road. As far as saving lives, the prior ban and several state and local bans have had no discernible impact on violent crimes, which typically involve 3.2 to 3.7 rounds fired. And it certainly wouldn't have made any difference in the McKeel-Teo shooting that Ferguson is using as his excuse to push his proposed ban. The suspect in that shooting would have been more lethal in his limited attack if he'd used any common bolt-action deer rifle or shotgun. 18-year-old Will Kramer survived the McKeel-Teo attack because he was shot with a small intermediate caliber, not high power. If Mr. Kramer had been shot in the same place with a common deer round, such as a 270 Winchester, a 30-06, or a shotgun, he would not be here today. I'm calling him Baghdad Bob because that was the nickname of the Iraqi information minister. Remember that cat that was out there lying the whole time? And Baghdad Bob Ferguson is, you know, telling similarly obvious lies about the most common rifles sold in the United States. And quite, you know, it was like when Baghdad Bob would get up there and say, "We are killing the infidels, their blood, they're swimming in the blood in the sands of the desert. The lions of the desert have triumphed. They have killed them. They have smitten the enemies of Allah. And we're going to the Dairy Queen." The whole time he was saying that, we knew better. What is certain about Baghdad Bob Ferguson is that he's attempting to seize liberty and infringe upon the rights of Washington citizens who've already been sold a stupid bill of goods with I-594. And now they want to double down on it. So, you know, Washington State, I know there's a station there carrying this right now. Don't put up with it. We'll be right back. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And also new sponsor Primary Weapon System.
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time.
It's like running around with a Bentley. Check them out, primaryweapons.com. And bootleginc.com as well. In Northeast Mississippi, a white police officer is back at work weeks after a grand jury declined to indict him in the shooting death of a black man who ran from a traffic stop. City spokeswoman Leisha Faulkner confirmed Wednesday that Tyler Cook is carrying out administrative duties at the Tupelo Police Department. Antoine Ronnie Schumpert was died June 18th after police said he ran from a traffic stop, and Cook and a police dog found him hiding under a house. An autopsy showed 37-year-old Schumpert was shot four times. The shooting has prompted multiple protests, and Schumpert's relatives are seeking $35 million in a federal lawsuit against the city of nearly 35,700 residents. Their attorney, Carlos Moore, said in a statement, the family is devastated by this latest slap in the face by the city of Tupelo. He killed an unarmed man who simply ran from a routine traffic stop. Where is the justice? I got your justice. Let's take an honest look at what took place between Antoine Ronnie Schumpert and Tupelo police officer Tyler Cook. The family attorney, Carlos Moore, paints a picture of an unarmed man killed while running away from the police. You know, hands up, don't shoot. That statement is only a slight resemblance to reality. That's like calling a hurricane some wind and it was raining. What actually happened was there was a chase, and Mr. Schumpert decided to try to hide from Officer Cook under a home. When Mr. Schumpert refused to come out and went deeper under the house, a police canine was introduced to encourage Mr. Schumpert to leave. Schumpert fought off the dog and crawled out from under the home and then allegedly attacked Officer Cook, knocking him down and was viciously beating him. According to the city, it was at this point that Officer Cook drew his service weapon and fired at Schumpert four times, killing him. In pictures of Cook, Cook looks like he had his head handed to him on a plate. Now, is there a case to be made that perhaps Officer Cook did not have to use his handgun to shoot Mr. Schumpert? If he was justified in firing his handgun at Schumpert, were all four shots justified? Those are the legal questions that matter here, and a grand jury that investigated the case apparently felt that, yes, Officer Cook was justified in using deadly force in this instance. In recent years, we've gone a little insane, or at least the people that try to profit off of this, $35 million wise, because what's being peddled now is that an unarmed person is not dangerous at all, not even a little bit. The media and the community activists and the attorneys and the politicians are asserting that regular citizens and law enforcement officers should be able to handle unarmed threats without firearms at all times. That certainly seems to be the argument made by Schumpert's family and their fantasy-addicted attorney. Now, in a perfect world, fights would be scheduled among opponents of similar skill levels and abilities in their own weight classes. A referee would ensure the fight is fair, and that would be a ring, and there would be a ringside doctor. And that's a fight with rules. That's a fight with regulations. That's a fight with structure. In the whole world of reality, however, none of those things actually exist. People come in every color, creed, shape, size, and sex. They have wildly different levels of fitness, skill, training, levels of aggression, and mindset. Fights aren't fair. And in the real world, one of the two combatants in the fight is often vastly superior to the other. More often than not, the person is also the aggressor. that has the higher skill. They typically take the initiative, establish dominance quickly, and if they're handled quickly, may quickly beat their opponent, not just in submission, but into death. Now, according to the FBI, you're twice as likely to be beat or stomped to death by an unarmed man than you are to be shot to death by an AR-15 or any kind of rifle at all. And you're roughly twice as likely to be beaten to death than shot to death with a shotgun. You're more likely to be beat or stomped to death by an unarmed man than someone armed with a club or hammer. So unarmed does not mean you're not a threat. It means you don't have a gun or a hammer or a club or an axe or a chainsaw. That's what it means. Doesn't mean you're helpless or defenseless or not dangerous. The person is the weapon, and everything else is just a tool. Every homicide should be examined with equal gravity under the law, but pretending that officers or civilians should have to fight fair while their opponents are doing their best to injure or cripple or kill them is stupid. It's absurd. You have a fundamental human right to defend your life against a deadly force threat by using the tools at your disposal. They include, but are not limited to, your own hands and feet, non-ballistic weapons, and, oh yeah, ballistic weapons. Now, the bad news is that I do two things. I try to be very aware of what's going on around me. And if something really bad starts happening around me, and I have a chance to point this out to them, I'm going to say, listen, I've had open heart surgery. You are now in a disparity of force situation. I have reason to believe that I'm in imminent danger. If you take one more step, I'm going to shoot you with a firearm. That's if I have time to say all that. If I don't have time to say all that, then I'm going to hold them off with one good hand, and I'm going to draw my weapon with the other. I'm big enough to do that, I think, for 2 seconds. That's all I need is 2 seconds. And that's under duress. So unarmed doesn't mean undangerous. Unarmed means not using a weapon. Danger is still present. As a matter of fact, there's twice as much danger from being beaten to death than there is from any other thing. So another Black Lives Matter case. And in the meantime, in Chirac, no protests happening there, where apparently Black Lives don't matter in Chicago. I don't get it. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. You see me shooting it. It came from Ammunition Depot. Now then. Eleven-judge panel ruled Wednesday against the government in the combined cases of two men blocked from firearm possession after run-ins that resulted in convictions for non-serious crimes. See, they're always wanting to expand the prohibited person list. These rulings came in the cases of Binderup versus the U.S. Attorney General and Suarez versus the U.S. Attorney General. Binderup pleaded guilty in 1996 in Pennsylvania to a misdemeanor charge of corrupting a minor, to which he received 3 years probation and a $300 fine rather than the maximum of 5 years in prison, which is basically a colloquial slap on the wrist. Suarez pled guilty in 1990 to unlawfully carrying a handgun without a license in Maryland, which could have resulted in as much as 3 years in prison, but instead received a 180-day suspended sentence and a $500 fine. While neither spent a day in jail, they lost their firearms rights under federal law that treats those convicted of state misdemeanors that can be punished by two or more years in jail as prohibited firearms possessors. In the decades since their convictions, both men have been crime-free, and Suarez has even obtained a secret clearance in his job as a consultant to a government defense contractor. As both want to obtain legal guns to defend themselves and their families within their homes, they filed separate suits in 2009 in the U.S. courts for the Eastern and Middle District of Pennsylvania, respectively, seeking to restore their Second Amendment rights, which were denied. A panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit this week unanimously disagreed with the lower court's rulings and the government's argument in part, while several judges dissented in part in a lengthy 174-page decision. Let's see. The court wrote, here upon close examination of the challenger's apparently disqualifying convictions, we concluded that their offenses were not serious enough to strip them of their Second Amendment rights. For starters, though the challenger's crimes met the generic definition of a felony and Congress's definition of a felony for purposes of federal law, the Pennsylvania and Maryland legislatures enacted them as misdemeanors. Misdemeanors are and traditionally have been considered less serious than felonies. States' rights, y'all, states' rights. They also cited the relatively minor sentences passed on the two men as a reason to disregard their crimes as being serious enough to void their gun rights. Additionally, they wrote, punishments are selected by judges who have firsthand knowledge of the facts and circumstances of the cases and who likely have the benefit of pre-sentence reports prepared by trained professionals. With not a single day of jail time, the punishments here reflected the sentencing judge's assessment of how minor the violations were. These were part of the decision of the en banc panel. Gun rights advocates who helped back the cases welcomed the ruling. Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation said, in an era where government officials want to disqualify as many people as possible from gun ownership, this ruling is monumental. This case will lead to the restoration of people's civil and constitutional right to own a firearm that is long overdue. Alan Gura, who successfully argued Heller and McDonald before the Supreme Court in recent years, helmed the case. He said, today's victory confirms that the government can't simply disarm anyone it wishes. At an absolute minimum, people convicted of non-serious crimes who pose no threat to anyone retain their fundamental rights. That this is even controversial is a matter of some concern. How nice that was, that email coming in. I think that sort of speaks for itself. I mean, the fact that it happened with an appeals court, this must be one of the ones that Obama hasn't appointed anybody to. Coming out of Texas, while they were in the process of getting together campus carry in Texas, two university systems there estimated the cost would be tens of millions of dollars to implement concealed carry on campus. In 2015, when the measures were introduced to the state Senate, the University of Houston and the University of Texas estimated more than $47 million in expenditures over a six-year period to implement campus carry. The funds would pay for installation of gun safes, de-escalation, and judgment training for staff and additional security personnel. Because the presence of guns makes everything such a hair-triggered proposition. Opponents of the measure, in particular the Moms Demand Attention, repeatedly used the figure in press materials against the bill. They wrote, our lawmakers are letting the gun lobby and extremists bully them into prioritizing dangerous, unpopular bills, and now they are also siphoning funds from a hospital that is vital to my family and other families like mine. In an agency fiscal note from the UT system, the lawmakers, the school estimated a cost of $39,327,319 over 6 years to implement the practice, including an outlay of nearly $10 million the first year. Most of this was associated with adding another 55 full-time security employees and expanding surveillance camera networks. State lawmakers balked at this. Their final fiscal note with the bill found no significant fiscal implications the state is anticipated, but did allow that college districts could experience increased costs related to campus police operations, security programs, and staff training. Yet they did it and did not put a price tag on that spending. Now, budget information from about 40 colleges and universities across the Lone Star State shows that combined costs to implement the new law that took effect last month has been $955,000 spread out over 40 colleges. And that has been spent on signage. The news left some lawmakers with a feeling of vindication. Representative Alan Fletcher, a Republican from Tumbull, who backed the legislation, said no one wanted to listen. It was just kind of ludicrous that there was going to be any big outlay of money. Figures were obtained by the Dallas Morning News, and it does not take into account harder to quantify collateral costs from job applicants, prospective students, and invited speakers deciding not to come to universities because of the new policy or for time spent by school officials in creating new policies. Texas Women's University Representative Amanda Simpson said about the school's campus police chief, the chief spent countless hours meeting and talking with students, faculty, parents, staff, and reporters about campus carry. She has fielded every email, phone call, office drop-in, meeting request, and stopped by as she walks campus. Gun rights advocates argue that the funds spent so far may have been unnecessary and contends that the possibly inflated figures presented to lawmakers last year were used as a scare tactic. Do you think so? C.J. Grissom told Guns.com it's no surprise that yet another liberal claim about guns on campus has been proven false. Liberals have nothing to argue on, and therefore they resort to lies and misrepresentation and fear-mongering. Obey the law. It becomes a non-issue. It is so ridiculous what they said was going to happen for allowing campus carry. For acknowledging campus carry. If you don't think that guns get carried on a college campus, now you're crazy. You are crazy if you don't think guns are being carried right now. You're crazy if you don't think guns are in New York City or Chicago in the hands of good people. They just don't want to get caught with them because they're criminals based upon the anti-gun regime there. Not surprising to me, though. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Levels turn back up. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And let me take another moment to welcome new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Duck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Yeah. The kind of deal you can make with an Alien Gear, or get with an Alien Gear holster, is not to be believed. Check them out. More stuff coming from them very, very soon. We had something called the Commander-in-Chief Forum yesterday, I think. Hosted, of course, by MSNBC. There, during this forum, progressive presidential candidate Pantsuit Clinton suggested that more gun control is part of the fight against terror attacks on the, you know, here in the United States. She did this after forum host Matt Lauer brought up terror attacks on our soil. Lauer asked, would your message as the next president of the United States or potential next president be that we are simply living in the reality that those attacks will happen? And can you guarantee people that after 4 years of a Clinton presidency, they'll be safer on the streets of San Bernardino or Boston than they are today? Clinton responded by saying that she will do everything in her power to make sure that's the result. Then she added, but I'm not going to promise something that I think most thinking Americans know is going to be a huge challenge. She tried to highlight the size of the challenge by focusing on what she sees as the necessity of an intelligence surge and efforts to combat ISIS online where they recruit. And she spoke of engaging ISIS in the arena of ideas. I'm fully down for engaging them, not necessarily in the arena of ideas. But then she said that here at home, for goodness sakes, we have to finally pass a law prohibiting people on the terrorist watch list from being able to get a gun or buy a gun in the United States of America. This was a reference to the no-fly, no-buy law that Democrats have been pushing since the December 2nd San Bernardino terror attack, although neither of the San Bernardino attackers were on any kind of list. Indeed, the ones that we have found to be terrorist attackers here in these United States were not on any kind of a list. So they would not be prohibited from buying a gun. But that's not why they want the list. Her push for such a law at the forum is proof that Democrats have no intention of giving up on securing that law, even though it would not have prevented anything. Would not have prevented San Bernardino or Orlando. She added that the last thing we need to do is go after American Muslims in our fight against terrorism. Well, if we're going to make a list of the terrorist watch list, shouldn't terrorist types be on it? Now, they don't have to be Middle Eastern Muslims to be on it, to be sure. They can be African. They can be American. It's very interesting to note that she said very similar things after the June 12th, Orlando terror attack. And Breitbart News reported that Clinton responded to that attack by calling for greater outreach to Muslims while simultaneously pursuing a ban on assault weapons and 50 caliber rifles. I don't know how much more of a non sequitur we can get out of that. that's just all kinds of messed up. Let's talk about a list, okay? Now, the reason that they're not wanting to pursue lists, the ones that really don't want to pursue lists, are because of a lot of guilt. We have a lot of guilt associated with the Japanese internment. We have a lot of guilt having to do with McCarthy hearings and those blacklists that were created out of that. Nobody on my side of the aisle wants to see a repeat of that. On the progressive side of the aisle, however, they don't have that conundrum, if you will. And they're not really interested in catching terrorists so much as they are in catching gun owners, in prohibiting you from becoming a gun owner. If you become part of a list, you see, well, you can't own a gun, and if you probably try to buy a gun, then they probably know that you need to be looked at, and then you probably get a visit, and they say, well, do you own any guns already? And, of course, you being an honest, law-abiding American, you'd probably say, well, yeah. There's never been a problem before this. And then they're going to be like, well, you know, you can't have them anymore either. So she wants to go after the lists. She wants to go after things that really don't matter. It doesn't matter at all about trying to not hurt the feelings of Muslims. Muslims, for the highest, I don't know what the percentage is. I know it's fairly high. Where are the American Muslims coming? I mean, is it because maybe the media is not letting them get out? Is there a deluge of American Muslim voices decrying what's happening in Europe, decrying what's happening in Syria, decrying what happened on 9/11? That's coming up. The anniversary of that is coming up. Today is what, the 8th? In 3 days, we get to have the anniversary of that. And everybody's forgotten. Nobody remembers that day. Nobody remembers what happened that day, do they? Nobody remembers the feeling of vulnerability or the feeling of outrage or the, you know, I remember exactly what I was thinking. When that was going on, I told where I worked that I was going to get my kids out of school before I came to work. They wanted to know why, and I said, because you stupid morons were being attacked. And we're being attacked in a way that there's no defense from. It's very hard to dodge a jetliner when it's coming at you at speed. And then when I got there, they were like, I don't understand what the problem is. And I said, that's because you're idiots. That's because you're idiots. You don't know what is happening, but it is happening right now. That doesn't mean, just because you don't know it doesn't mean that it's not an ongoing problem. In the days that followed that, my fury began to grow over that attack. We're going to talk about that when we flip over into the next hour, because I want everybody to get mad about that again. Because we've been distracted for far too long. If it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. If there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, whichever cliche you want to use, that's the way it is going to be. That's the way it is going to be. Do I believe that there are people out there that are Middle Eastern that are no longer Muslim, or maybe believe that Islam is not supposed to be this way? I guess that's a possibility. I have to admit that. But at the same time, where are they? Why do I not hear about them on a regular basis? Surely the outrage, I mean, a lot of times when people are, you know, against the grain, they go to public shaming. They get out there and spotlight them so that they can be publicly shamed. And I don't see that happening. I don't. And, you know, that makes me angry that a bunch of, that makes me angry that that is that way. And it also makes me angry that we have become such sheep in this country that we have forgotten September 11th. Now, and I'll cover all of that when we get back. I will cover why it makes me angry that we've forgotten it. And I'll cover why I think we should be angry about it. Still. Anybody wants to call in and say, Bill, maybe you should let that go, get a little anger management, feel free. Feel free. That's coming up next. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.